Welcome to the Erickson Covenant podcast. We are so glad that you've joined us today. We confess that we don't have all the answers, but as a community, we seek to find and follow Jesus and to discover daily the life he has always wanted for us. We hope this message will be encouraging and will inspire you to take the next steps on your spiritual journey. If we can help you in any way, please connect with us. The easiest way is through our website at ericksoncovenant.ca. Let's get started.
So here we are on Christmas Eve. We're on the cusp of another Christmas morning. And we're caught up in this magical moment of God's initiating love. How has this Christmas season been for you? Are you feeling caught up in Christmas yet? I just want to let you know, you've only got a few more hours. Now is the time, friends, if you're going to get caught up in Christmas. But maybe you've already been celebrating for weeks. You've been going out to every Christmas festival or shindig or party or dinners. You've been crashing them. You've been showing up at neighborhood gatherings in neighborhoods you don't belong to. Because one of the great things about Christmas, of course, is all the fun community and family events that are going on. Everywhere you go, there's flashing lights and there's heralding songs, and they're bringing us such joy. Just on Saturday evening, we were at family supper, the in-laws, and all of a sudden, we all scrambled from our chairs and ran outside to watch fire trucks go by. Did any of you see that? Fire trucks lit up. There was a Santa waving on top. My pup was going wild. You see, she hadn't believed in Santa until that magical night. But last week on Birch Street, she became a believer. Or maybe the idea of Christmas and getting caught up in Christmas makes you feel more like you got caught up in the wheels of some bike or hit by a truck. Because you found the season very stressful. You never caught up on Christmas, let alone let Christmas catch you up. And unless getting caught up in Christmas has more to do with heart palpitations and anxiety, you got that covered, right? And some of you, maybe Christmas just reminds you of people you've lost. And maybe you're here tonight to just celebrate that Christmas, this season, is finally over and we can all move on. But you don't need to identify yourself. It's okay. You're not alone, I'm sure. Truth be told, Christmas can be a really mixed experience. And yet, we see the lights and we hear the songs and we know that there is something beautiful happening, right? Amidst all the crazy, we know that somehow we're collectively celebrating something amazing, something awe-inspiring, something that's one of a kind, even though it does get layered up in lights and covered up in paper and mist and all the mistletoe. But where does Christmas find you tonight? For the next few moments, I'd like to just invite you, however you might be feeling, to get caught up in Christmas, just one more time. I want to invite you to get caught up in this surprise of Christ's coming, in the adventure of discovery, and the wonder of God's amazing gift to us in Jesus. Caught up in a way that these famous yet unknown shepherds were caught up in that very first Christmas. We already heard the story read between the Christmas songs. And when we reflect on that first Christmas story as it comes to us in the Gospel of Luke, the first thing we notice is that these shepherds got caught up in Christmas surprise. You see, the only thing these shepherds were expecting that night to get caught up on was some sleep. And yet sleep was driven from their minds when they received a surprise encounter with heavenly messengers, with terrifyingly heavenly messengers. We heard it. Angel of the Lord appeared to them. The glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Don't be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord." You know, for all the surprise that we try to create at Christmas, nothing topped this first Christmas surprise. It's like angels appearing, you know, a Savior born, the Messiah come, and you're telling us? You know, they're looking at each other going, "Us?" Never in their wildest dreams would they have imagined this night, these angels, this announcement. And yet here they were, caught up in Christmas surprise and swept up in what God was doing in the world. It's impossible for us to go back and duplicate that kind of surprise no matter what we do. Because we know the story so well. I mean, so much so that even reading the familiar Luke 2, shepherds abiding in the fields, you know, all that, it's at best like hearing from an old friend. At worst, it's a blasé cliché. We recognize it. We anticipate what's coming before it's even said. We even start to hear the Charlie Brown Christmas album plunking out in the background. Do we not? But could it be that some of you came here tonight, and like these shepherds, you came with absolutely no expectations of anything new. No expectations of anything surprising. No thoughts that you might encounter anything worth reporting beyond that we sang a few nice songs and enjoyed some Christmas cheer. Could it be that some of you might be poised for a surprise by this old story come home fresh to you? And maybe you're already ready to foster that kind of new openness to the sky, to stand with these lowly shepherds and look up in shock and awe at the good news of great joy. Because like this news, which broke into the mundane, the ho-hum, unexpected life of these shepherds, the story of Christ's coming into the world to change its trajectory, to lift us out of death, to win over darkness, to set the world right again, to finally bring humanity to its truest and fullest destiny, might that be news that could surprise even you skeptics? Even you hard noses? Even you with its implications for your life? Are you open to being surprised? And maybe we all kind of hope for surprise somewhere in our hearts. Maybe the little surprises we try to manufacture through the holidays, whether it's wrapping a gift or surprise treats or unexpected experiences or even pop by visits. You know, you could pop by some neighbor's place and really surprise them, especially if they're not expecting you, especially if it's not at a good time. But perhaps all these attempts to emulate, maybe we're trying to emulate the greatest surprise of all, that God has given us his son to be our savior. Surprise! At the very moment when we least expected it, even tonight, even now, even here, at a little church in Creston. So the surprise was real and they were caught up into it. But then I noticed that after the surprise news of this savior baby, these shepherds were immediately caught up in Christmas adventure. They didn't just hear the news and sort of cheer Jesus coming and then just yawn and roll over and go back to sleep. They got up from their fire. They got stoked up and they got out on the road. You know, Luke says when the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to each other, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. I love it. They hurried off. It wasn't enough to just hear about what God had done. They needed to verify it. They need to see it. They need to witness it and experience it and glory in it. They wanted to get in on the action themselves. And so out into the darkness they strode, adventuring forth to find the one who had been born the Savior this day, right now, here. And they told us. I think we can resonate with that, can't we? What might it look like for us to inject a bit more adventure into Christmas? A bit more adventure, maybe even into our Christmas skepticism. We've heard the good news. Where might that send you? Are you willing to venture out into the night, into the dark, into the unknown? Are you willing to risk the safety of the fold to find the Savior of the world? You too, famously sang the anthem of my generation, my seeking generation, you know. I have run. I have crawled. I have scaled. Sing it with me. These city walls, these city walls, only to be with you. But I still haven't found what I'm looking for. Oh man, the 1980s are here. And up to this night, these shepherds could have joined the refrain and sung along with Bono on his next worldwide tour. But not after that night. They left the comfort of the fire and they found the one their hearts had burned for, finding the spark that ignited the world. Scaling the Bethlehem city walls, they found who they had always been looking for. Their willingness to adventure brought them home. The mundane overturned by the extravagance of God's advent to be with us, leading these adventurers into the very place, the very baby who was himself the very God was waiting for them. Wow. Very. Might you be willing to get caught up in some Christmas adventure? Ask yourself. Might you be ready to risk finding out more about this Jesus event? Some of you are here tonight, and you've never left the safety of the fire to risk finding out more about this Jesus who was born in Bethlehem. You've heard the story, sure. It's a hard to miss story. You've sang the songs even. You've enjoyed the festivals and the lights and the parties and the cheer. But you haven't moved out of your comfort zone and adventured onto the road of discovery. You've never joined the adventure of finding the one for whom your heart truly longs. The one who came to be with you, who came to be for you, who came for your salvation. And maybe it's time you got caught up in the adventure of Jesus Christ, of finding out more of who he is, and of exploring why exactly he came, and discovering what that might mean for you. Jesus is a big deal, friends. Jesus is the one person who changed the one world that we have. So don't yawn and roll over and sleep your one life away. Get up. Hurry out. Get exploring. Adventure is calling. And Jesus is waiting. And where might that adventure lead? Well, that's the third way we see these shepherds caught up in Christmas. They get caught up in Christmas wonder. When they had seen him, that is Jesus, they spread the word concerning what they had been told about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. Our Christmas gift came wrapped in swaddling clothes, shining for all the world to see. But only those who adventured out got a glimpse of the one who would change history forever. But what a reward they received. I mean, they witnessed with their own eyes the glory of God's coming. They heard with their own ears the gurgling coos of the very word of God. They stood at the manger of the one who came to give us life, to win us freedom, and to deliver us from evil. And they were immediately caught up in wonder. What child is this who laid to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping? Whom angels greet and anthems sweet while shepherds watch are keeping. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him laud, the babe, the son of Mary. And for many of you here tonight, that's why you came. You came to give praise and glory to God for what he did in Jesus. We're grateful every day for the gift of salvation through Jesus Christ. And yet, here on this magical evening of Christmas come, we come to stand before the manger and glorify the God who did not reject his creation, who did not abandon his human images, who did not forget his promises, who did not despise us in our brokenness and in our shame, but came to us in love, our Emmanuel, God with us. And we stand with the shepherds in awe-struck wonder, caught up in the glory of God's grace given, praising the power of the Prince of Peace. We sing with the angels and the shepherds, and we hark with the heralders, and we drum with the drummer boys, and we give voice and we give heart to our wonder at the King who has come. Gloria in excelsis Deo. And so, is this the evening when we get caught up in the Christmas surprise of what God has done? Is this the time when we might get caught up in Christmas adventure, striking out boldly to find Christ, the Christ our hearts have always been looking for? Might this be the moment when we get caught up in Christmas wonder that God came to be with us, growing up to be the one who would show us God in fullness, who would reveal to us what it means to be fully human, and then step into our place of doom to give us life forevermore? Might this be the time to get caught up in Christmas?
Thanks for listening in today. We hope you feel encouraged and challenged. If you know someone who would benefit from what you have heard today, please share this podcast. For more information, or if you have questions, you can connect with us through our website, ericsoncovenant.ca. You can also find us on Facebook by searching for Erickson Covenant Church.